today on Adventures in Faith with Jerry Savelle.
His word works. His word is truth, the highest form of reality that exists. So if Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, tells us that our highest expectations, if we follow the instructions, will be fulfilled, then I know right time for them, for me, is 2024. So my expectations come from Him. He's the source. All of our expectations should be birthed in us through our intimate fellowship with God and with His Word. Everybody say, birthed. That's what... Do you remember in the book of Genesis? You'll find this phrase, Adam knew his wife and she conceived. Well, if you don't know a little bit about the Hebrew word know, that'd be a little confusing. You know, it takes more in our English language of just knowing your wife to cause her to conceive. The word know is intimacy. It's really, in the Hebrew, face-to-face relationship. And what that was saying was, Adam had a face-to-face relationship with his wife, and she conceived. Okay? So, that tells me, and many times you'll find in the Scriptures, David said it often, I will seek his face. I will seek his face. That literally means in the Hebrew, I will seek his presence. And when you're in the presence of God, something happens. He gives birth to a expectation. Amen. Now, the Bible says that we are recreated not by incorruptible seed. I mean, not by corruptible seed, but incorruptible seed. Seed. All birth comes from seed. Do you ever notice, talking about birth, it's referred to as the seed of man? Amen. Stay with me now. The seed of man, that's how conception takes place. Carol and I had a face-to-face relationship, and Jerry Ann came. We had a face-to-face relationship, and Terry Lynn came. I'd like to say it this way. Carol and I had a face-to-face relationship, and a miracle came forth. We had a face-to-face relationship, and another miracle came forth. You have face-to-face relationship with God, and He deposits the seed of His Word into the womb of your spirit, and zowie, expectations are birthed. And if you hold fast to them, they come to pass. Hallelujah. Amen? Hallelujah. I thought I'd get a better shout at that. Intimate fellowship with God causes birth of an expectation. Amen? Now, let's take a look at Luke chapter 1. This is regarding the birth of Jesus and how that all came about. Look at verse 35. The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the highest overshadow thee. Now, that's exactly what happens when you're in intimate fellowship with God. Amen. The Holy Ghost will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. You're in intimate fellowship with God. See, a lot of Christians know nothing about this. They just rush in, rush out. St- standing in your room with your hands lifted with three hallelujahs does not constitute fellowship with God. Intimacy with God. You know, I don't think Carolyn would appreciate, and we're away from each other so much and have been for 54 years because of my assignment, my calling. But I don't think she'd appreciate when I came home that I said, love you, and then off again. That's not fellowship. Amen. She'd like a little more time, a little more I love yous. Are any wives in here like for your husband to tell you they love you often? Has your husband ever said, I told you I loved you when I married you and I meant it and I hadn't changed? That won't cut it, guys. They like to hear it often. So does God. Amen. So does God. Hallelujah. Now, notice another thing. Verse 17, for with God nothing shall be impossible. Now, what this angel is telling this young woman in the natural is impossible. That she is going to have a child without the aid of a man. That is impossible in the natural. But the angel assures her, with God nothing is impossible. And then here was the key. Get a hold of this next verse. And Mary said, behold, the handmaiden of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. Underline, highlight that phrase. Be it unto me according to your word. That's what you should be saying about this prophetic word. Because trust me, I do not stand up in front of audiences and say, thus saith the Lord, if I'm not confident and completely sure I've heard from God. I did one time years ago, and God interrupted me while I was saying it and said, I didn't say that. I said, well, I thought you did. He said, no, I didn't say that. That's what you think. I said, well, Lord, what do I do now? He said, tell them that was you, not me. I said, well, couldn't I just forget it? Maybe they'll forget it. He said, no. I said, well, what are they going to think of me if I tell them that was just me and not you? He said, they'll think more highly of you for being honest. So I said, folks, what I just said, that was not God. Even though I said, the Lord said this to me, He just said to me, I didn't say that. That's what you wanted me to say, but I didn't say that. And so I'm correcting it. Forgive me. I promise you, I will never say again, the Lord said to me, if I'm not completely sure, that's what He said. And they respected me more for being honest, just like the Lord said. So what I'm saying, I don't just sit down at the 1st of October and come up with some little jingle, some little cute phrase, and call it a prophetic word. Everything I have said that the Lord said to me since He put me in the office of a seer, which is part of the prophetic ministry, in 1991, everything He said to me since that time that I have received during the month of October, which is the time I set aside to find out what the Lord wants me to tell you about what's on His agenda for the coming new year, it has come to pass in my life and in the life of millions of people around the world. So, what I'm saying to you, the Lord said to me by revelation, tell them if they'll stay in faith, if they remain focused on the promises, if they won't allow what's happening in the world to distract them, then their 2024 will be a year of progression, advancement, promotion, and their highest expectations will be fulfilled. And your response should be it unto me according to your word. Say it with me. Be it unto me according to your word. Say it again. Be it unto me according to your word. And if you really believe it, lift your hands and give Him a good shout. Praise God. Amen. I'm not a novice. I've been at this a long, long time. And I'm not going to stand up and just blur something out of my mouth. No, I have a ministry that is known around the world for integrity, and I'm not going to blow it now here at the end, okay? So trust me, I've heard from God. And some of it's already happening to me. And I know other people that it's already happening to. So lock into it. Amen? Now, once again, my expectations are from Him. The Amplified Bible says, my hope and my expectations are from Him. Let me define hope, real Bible hope. Real Bible hope is a favorable and confident expectation. A favorable and a confident expectation. It's also defined as a happy anticipation of something good coming to pass. That's real Bible hope. A favorable and confident expectation and a happy anticipation of something good coming to pass. And that's where Oral Roberts got the phrase, something good is going to happen to you. Hallelujah. Why don't you try that on somebody? Tell them, something good is going to happen to you. Hallelujah. Amen. So, once again, that's why we should be willing to wait, no matter how long it takes. As once again, Brother Hagin said, if you're willing to wait forever, if you're willing to stand forever, it won't take very long. So develop a mindset that quitting's not an option, and it won't take very long. Now, obviously, what God says to us doesn't always happen overnight. But listen to what Galatians 6:9, the Apostle Paul says, if you want to turn there, regarding harvest time and what he said about that. Because harvest time is actually something you're expecting. Amen? Anybody ever raised on a farm? Anybody ever experienced farm life? Well, what is harvest time? It's an expectation. Amen? It's expecting what you sowed is coming up. So you could say this scripture that we're reading about harvest time certainly applies to expectations because harvest is an expectation. Okay? Now, look at Galatians chapter 6. And verse 9, be not weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now, the Message translation says, let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued, which is the same as becoming weary or discouraged. Let's not allow ourselves to get fatigued at the right time. At the right time. Is that what it says? At the right time. Everybody say, at the right time.
At the right time.
No farmer goes out, plants his seed, gets up the next day, and goes and see if anything happened. And if he doesn't see anything happen, dig up the seed and say, this stuff doesn't work. I'm not going to be a farmer anymore. I'm going to be a mechanic. No one in their right mind does that. Okay? So he says, in the right time. At the right time. Well, I have a basis for what the right time is for my highest expectation to be fulfilled. 2024. Now, most of the time, we don't know. You know, we just have to stay in faith and trust God and not be weary and be willing to wait for as long as it takes. But it's very seldom God gives us a specific time. God told Sarah when he told Abraham and her that she was going to have a child, and she laughed because it looked impossible. She was old. Abraham was old. She was barren. She couldn't conceive. It was impossible for them to have a child. So she laughed at that. And God said, nothing's impossible with me. At the right time. Amen? And certain things happen. We'll discuss a little later. But at the right time, what God said to them did come to pass. It didn't come to pass immediately. In fact, it was several years down the road that it ever came to pass. But that wasn't God's fault. It was Abraham's fault. Because Abraham did what Paul said. He got weary waiting for that promised child. And then Sarah came up with a bright idea. I can't conceive. My handmaiden can. Maybe this is how you're going to have a son. And Abraham said, that's a wonderful idea. And Ishmael came. And Paul says in his writing, Ishmael was of the flesh. Isaac was by promise. Amen? Ishmael. Ishmaels are those things that come into our lives when we try to help God. Amen? So, notice here, at the right time, in due season, as the King James says, at the right time. I've got my heart set on 2024 being the right time for my highest expectations yes. being fulfilled. Is anybody else? Yes. Hallelujah. You say, well, what if they don't happen in 2024? Then I'm going to go back to asking the person who says that, did you stay in faith? Were you focused on the promises? And did you allow anything in the world to distract you? If your highest expectations are not fulfilled, it won't be God's fault. Don't blame me. Isn't this a wonderful sermon? I'm just trying to help you folks. I'm not trying to, condemn anybody or anything, but Bible principles work. Settle that once and for all. His word works. His word is truth, the highest form of reality that exists. So if Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, tells us that our highest expectations, if we follow the instructions, will be fulfilled, then I know right time for them, for me, is 2024. And that's what I got my eyes focused on, praise God. And because I'm so focused on it, some of them are already coming to pass. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, I said. Anybody got a hallelujah? Amen. And then notice the Message translation closes with this. If we don't give up or quit. If we don't give up or quit. Amen. So say it once again. Be it unto me according to your word. And then look at somebody and tell them, man, quitting is not an option for me. Amen. Now, I suggest you hold fast to these principles. And then before I close today, I want to focus some more on this quality time in the presence of God. Okay? Amen. Hebrews 11:6. The Amplified Bible says, He is a rewarder of those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. God rewards people who earnestly and diligently seek Him. Now, earnestly and diligently sounds like more than just a few moments on your way out of the house going to work. Now, you could have some earnest and diligent times in your car on the way to work. But to say, yeah, I've spent some time this morning with the Lord. Was it earnestly and diligently? Well, I just said, good morning, Lord. And what revelation did you get out of that? Earnestly, diligently, He rewards those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. Proverbs 34:10 says, they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Yeah. Is having your highest expectations fulfilled in 2024 a good thing? Did my mic go off? I'll ask a question. Is having your highest expectations fulfilled in 2024 a good thing?
Yes.
And the Bible says, those that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. The Passion Translation says, now remember, the Amplified said in Hebrews 11:6, those who earnestly and diligently seek Him. The Amplified Bible, or the Passion Translation for Psalm 34:10 says, those who passionately pursue the Lord will never lack any good thing. So we got earnestly, we got diligently, and passionately. Does that describe how you seek the Lord? Or would you describe your seeking the Lord, three hallelujahs and a thank you, Jesus, and on your way out? That doesn't sound like earnestly, diligently, and passionately. Well, I don't have time for that, Brother Jerry. Okay, well, just keep living like you're living. It's amazing to me, the creator of the universe didn't create enough time in one day for you. God, you blew it on this 24-hour deal. We need 28. Huh? No. Everything God does is perfect. Amen. Those who passionately pursue the Lord will never lack any good thing. Now, let's define passionately. With strong feeling and emotion. Intensely. Extreme depth of feeling. Extreme depth of feeling. Jeremiah chapter 29, verse 12, the New International Version says, you will seek and find me when you seek me with all your heart. I will be found of you, declares the Lord. That's another good phrase, with all your heart. With all your heart. How many of us can truly say that we seek God with all our heart? That sounds like more than just a rush in, rush out. That even sounds like more than just 20 minutes on Sunday morning in a church service. Even though our 20 minutes in our church service is great. I mean, wasn't the praise and worship time this morning awesome? Hallelujah, you just wanted to bask in it. Well, you don't have to come to a church service to bask in the presence of God. You can do that all by yourself in your prayer closet. Hallelujah. I do it all the time. My hotel rooms, one of the first things I do when I move into that room, dear Lord, I've moved in a bunch of them. One of the first things I do is I get out my iPod or iPad and turn on the praise and worship music and just fill the atmosphere with worship songs and praise songs. And then I cast every devil out of that room because I don't know what people were doing in there before I moved in. Amen. And then I spend time in the presence of God. I don't just check into a hotel and just get together, you know, get dressed, and then rush into a service. I don't ever want to do that. Now, I've been made to do it sometimes, but not by choice. You know, that can be a distraction. But praise God, I know that I had spent quality time in the presence of God before I went downstairs. So that's the reason why I was not distracted by it all. And I was able to stay focused on what God wanted me to say when I got into that service. And when I got there, they turned it over to me. And zowie, did we have a service. Hallelujah. Amen. So being in the presence of God is more than just, you know, a quick hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. See you next time. Those who passionately pursue the Lord will never lack any good thing. You will seek me and find me. You will seek me with all your heart, and I will be found of you, declares the Lord. Now, to seek literally means setting your mind and heart on God.
Are you ready to unlock God's best in your life? Your moment of freedom has arrived. Introducing today's inspiring offer, the Progressing and Advancing Special Package by Jerry Savelle. This exclusive offer includes his brand new prophetic three-part audio series, 2024, the year of progressing, advancing, experiencing promotion, and seeing your highest expectations fulfilled. And his best-selling book, The Favor of God. It's time to bid farewell to restrictive, small-thinking beliefs and unleash your God-given capacity. In this package, Jerry reveals how to initiate bold steps of faith, identify common obstacles to progress, understand God's design for prosperity, and how God's favor changes everything. Visit jerrysavelle.org or call us immediately to secure your copy of the Progressing and Advancing Special Package. This is not just another offer. It's a divine calling to embrace what's rightfully yours in Christ.
Now, let me remind you before we close our broadcast today, follow the instructions. This is what Paul told Timothy to do. You can find all of these instructions in 1 and 2 Timothy. Number one, stay in faith. You remember what we said about Jesus saying to Simon, I prayed for you that your faith fail not. The little Greek says that your faith will not be reduced to inactivity. That's important. Don't allow your faith to be reduced to inactivity, because inactive faith is faith that's not producing anything. So if you want your 2024 to be a year of progression, a year of advancement, a year of your highest expectations being fulfilled, and a year of promotion, then make sure you follow these instructions. Once again, stay in faith. Number two, stay or remain focused on the promises of God. Don't let what the media says distract you. And that's number three. Do not allow anything that's happening in the world to distract you. Just keep your eyes on the Word. Keep your eyes on Jesus. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 4 that your eyes are to look right on. You are to protect your heart. And how you do protect your heart? By what you see and what you hear. Your ears and your eyes are the gateways to the heart. So be careful about what you watch and what you listen to. That's how you stay focused on the promises of God, and you will not be distracted by what's happening in the world. Follow those instructions, and your 2024 is going to be an awesome year. Before we leave there, let me remind you, our special resource package, these three CDs of my teaching at our church, Heritage Faith Christian Center, on this subject, the year of progression and advancement. And then also right along with it, my book on the favor of God. I'm telling you, you need to learn how to walk in the favor of God this year more than ever before. You're going to need it, and God has it available for you. So if you like these resources, go to our website, jerrysavelle.org, or just look on the screen for all the ordering information. And please place your order just as quickly as you possibly can. Have a wonderful day, and we'll look forward to sharing with you again next week. And until then, remember, your faith will overcome the world.